my opinion, you're more than good enough. You don't need to improve. So you just need to be fixed with yourself. That means that we can relax and let go. You find an amazing thing happens when you start trying to improve yourself. It means you love yourself as you are. Then you change on a very deep level. You don't try. Okay, any questions, comments? Yes, go.
Yeah, Ajahn. When I did the meditation, thank you very much for your guidance. I feel very peaceful at most of the time, but suddenly I heard some noise.
Sometimes we expect too much of other people. So, you know, it's like getting a dog and thinking, dog, you mustn't bark. The dogs do, they bark. Birds go tweet tweet. And I said, not birds go tweet tweet. Donald Trump goes tweet tweet. But yeah, they're never going to stop him. So, you know, this is what people do. So, you know, some people come. I've been late many times. But, you know, just let it happen. Just people are trying their best. I've got a lot of faith in human beings. They're trying their very best. But sometimes things happen, they get late, whatever. So, it's, as my Nazi used to say, it's not the noise disturbs us. It's we who disturb the noise. But I still complaining about it. If someone does come in late, down the door, you know, it's 10 seconds, 20 seconds, it's gone. But when we get angry with it, it stays with us for hours. And that's a problem, though. You don't know how to let things go. Give people the benefit of the doubt. Try their best. There's a great example there about wisdom. And how do we let things which we can't control disturb us?
Yeah. What do you mean by
enlightenment? When you start to realize that you're not wanting anything? Just being peace. Not wanting anything in the whole world. Perfect contentment. No need to strive. It's cool and peaceful. Never getting angry. That's how we test people for the night. Try to make them angry. Quite those can't be in mind. Especially women. Wow! That's racist! That's the stereotype! So sometimes we just push and point and prod. And so, oh yeah, fine. It's so peaceful and calm. Okay, yeah, what was that? You pass the test. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. So peaceful and happy. So what will happen is we have the highest happiness. Deep happiness. Yeah. We don't know anything in the whole world. Okay. Any other comments or questions? Okay, I'm supposed to go off, but... please mother, I'm ready for lunch, I've got to finish my lunch. Only this is my last chance to have lunch, it's in the afternoon, evening, don't eat at all. So he's having a bigger lunch than you do. So they're taking me out for lunch. So, but anyway, your lunch starts at 11:30. Okay. So, what I did think of doing, because people want more meditation, I thought of getting you started again in a guided meditation. And once I'm started, and I'll ring the bell again at 12:30. Now, if you've got 20 minutes, I think I can start the meditation and who can I get to ring the bell? So, oh, you know, it's also something. Look, instead of actually enforcing, you know exactly roughly what to do. So, first of all, let's, it's all fine to say, I'll just go and start the meditation until 11:30. And I'm quite sure that even without a bell, without my presence, you will all know when it's time for lunch. So, okay, first of all, everyone should stand up just to stretch a little bit because we've been sitting down for a while.
Yeah, so pretty clear consciousness now. And I'm going to be aircon passive on. Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, can you adjust the process? Let's go. Well, I have my own way of dealing with cold. It's cold when it's fine, control. When it's cold, you keep a warm heart. When it's hot, keep a cool heart. That's good, isn't it? And sitting down, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, just get your body comfortable enough. And see if you can remember a time in your life you've been so peaceful and happy. Some of the most contented moments in your life. What did it feel like? Time, a place where you wanted nothing in the whole world. Where you were so happy with the people around you, with the place. A place, a time when you were peaceful, happy. Not wanting anything to be different. Could have been when you were a child, with your parents. Could have been, who knows where it was. So peaceful, so happy. Not needing anything in the whole world. Where was that? What time? What time was it in? Was it hot? Was it cold? What time of day was it? Because as you add the details, you reinforce a beautiful feeling of contentment and peace of real, stable happiness. Not the exciting happiness when you win some money and get a promotion or get the results which exceed your expectations. Simple happiness, peace, contentment. What did it feel like? Time long ago, or maybe not so long ago, peace, contentment, happiness. Now come to this present moment, to hear the convocation of the Hong Kong University in Hong Kong. But keep the peace. Carry as much of you as you can with them into this moment. And remember, it all came because you were happy to be here. When you don't want anything more, then you can really appreciate what you have and where you are. Just be in peace. Aware of how. When it's 11:30, you can get up from your seat and have your lunch. Please excuse me.